Homicide investigators take over in Sunita's death. Silver alert and veteran detention case continue. The San Diego County Sheriff's Homicide Detail launched an investigation on the 4th of July after fire personnel and paramedics responded to a residence on the 1000 block of C Street in Encinitas and found an 85-year-old woman unresponsive with what officials described as suspicious injuries. As of Monday morning, no arrest had been announced and no official cause of death had been confirmed. Homicide detail involvement signals investigators found the circumstances sufficiently concerning to deploy their specialized unit, even absent a confirmed cause of death. Separately, a silver alert remained active Monday morning for a missing 79-year-old woman from the South Bay area of San Diego County. Full identifying details and a last known location had not been publicly released as of early Monday, a deliberate approach, authorities indicated, while investigators actively coordinated a search. Residents in National City, Chula Vista, Bonita, and surrounding communities were asked to remain alert and contact local authorities with any relevant information. The case of Benito Miranda Hernandez, an Iraq War Navy veteran and legal permanent resident held at the Otay Mesa Detention Center, drew another weekly coalition rally on Thursday, July 2nd at the Edward J. Schwartz Federal Building in downtown San Diego. ICE out of San Diego, Black Deported Veterans of America, and allied groups demanded his release. Hernandez reportedly served three tours in Iraq and holds a green card. Advocates call his detention unlawful. ICE's position has not been publicly updated, and no new deportation hearing proceedings have been announced. The case unfolds against a sweeping enforcement backdrop. Since January 20, 2025, ICE has reportedly apprehended over 16,368 people in San Diego County, including 10,847 Mexican nationals. The San Diego Immigration Court has moved to so-called mega master hearings, scheduling roughly 100 cases per judge per day. In the first such session, 50 people were reportedly ordered deported in absentia. Advocates say Hernandez's continued detention reflects that intensified enforcement environment, and the coalition's weekly rally schedule signals a sustained campaign rather than a single protest.